The search for Cleo Smith has been called off near the remote West Australian campground where she was last seen almost 1 week ago, as investigators hone in on the possibility she was abducted. More than 100 officers, volunteers and army reservists have failed to find any trace of the four-year-old, with search efforts now expanding across regional and state borders. Police are still pinning their hopes on someone coming forward with critical information on her whereabouts, with a $1 million reward on offer. But experts say time is against them. Matt Bamford has been following the story.
Hi, Nick. Well, unfortunately, the search for Cleo at the campsite where she was last seen has been called off this afternoon. No trace of the girl has been found at the remote spot despite a seven-day operation that's covered the land and sea around the Blowholes camp. Her family, who were staying nearby, have also returned to Carnarvon. Earlier today, police were continuing to scour the area, which is just north of the town. It's quite rugged terrain, and they were going on foot through the scrub and also using drones, helicopters and even horses to cover as much ground as possible. So, while efforts to find her at the camp have ended, investigators have turned their attention further afield. Flyers with Cleo's picture have been distributed to roadhouses and small businesses up and down the state. Today, police have made a call out for any CCTV or dash cam footage taken within a 1,000-kilometre radius of the campsite. Police want footage recorded between 6 o'clock last Friday evening and 6 o'clock last Sunday evening. Anyone with footage can upload it remotely to an online link. They've also recorded and released a public service announcement to play on radio stations across the country. Here's a short clip of what they've recorded.
This is an urgent announcement from the WA Police Force. Police need your help to find Cleo Smith. Now the state government is offering a $1 million reward. Can you help find her? The four-year-old was wearing a pink onesie. She was wrapped in a sleeping bag. Now she's gone. Please help us find her. Any information, call Crime Stoppers.
And of course, Cleo has been missing now for almost 7 days. Matt, what do experts say about the way time is becoming even more crucial in this case?
Well, we know that police are already sifting through hundreds of thousands of pieces of data. Some of this will include material that's being forensically examined for DNA. The important thing to remember is that DNA degrades over time, especially in outside environments that are hot and exposed, like the campsite. Another factor that would have added an extra layer of challenge is the rain that came through earlier in the week. There were a few hours where the search was paused, and it's not known how that rain would have affected any evidence. Nevertheless, it's crucial that officers triage the evidence they collect and make the best use of the window they have before any DNA is destroyed by the elements. I spoke to Professor Adrian Lineker from Flinders University and asked him how police are going to approach this task of trying to narrow down their areas of interest.
Well, what you try and find with any data is what's out of context. What is something you would not expect? And that is sort of thing that we look for quite a lot for. So, you know, on something that is owned by people, surely you find their DNA. But if you find DNA that's not from them, that's the sort of thing that twigs up. Oh, why does that happen?
Adrian Lineker there, forensic science professor from Flinders University. Matt Bamford, our reporter there in Western Australia.